Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with Debbie Severino, who is my local CellCor rep, who has all of the knowledge on supplements regarding mitochondria repair, liver drainage. She is my guru. But today she's going to share her story and that stories of her loved ones of how healing this process can be and using the right products at the right times. So welcome, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's dive in. Like, tell our guests, like, what did your career look like however long ago? And what does it look like now? Where did this shift happen? I know your shift kind of happened like my shift in my career happened, when you're seeing things and you're just not happy with what you're seeing where you're at, and you know you can do more and better.
Sure. So mine started 28 years ago. I started working on the ambulance as a paramedic. Loved my job. Felt like I was really helping people, which I do, in the trauma and, you know, when they're sick and they need, we were there to help them. Fast forward to 10 years in, I started seeing more sick people. Their little medical boxes were getting bigger. And I started thinking, like, why are we seeing more sick people? Why all of a sudden, what has changed where everybody is sick? And it seemed to be a lot of the same things. And so I just started paying attention more, started diving in a little more. And then I kept running one lady in particular. I kept running her, and her medical box, her prescription box, just kept getting from 10 prescriptions, 15 prescriptions. She was up to 30 prescriptions. Wow. At one time, and wasn't able to walk. She was bedridden. And every time I ran her, I'm just like, what are they missing? You know, I was trying to, like, these are supposed to be people healing, you know, like, what is wrong? And she's like, I still don't even know what's wrong with me. And I'm like, couldn't believe that. Like, seeing all these prescriptions, they have to have something, you know, they have to tell you something. And she's like, no. And some reason, just this light bulb just came on in my head. And I looked at her and I'm like, you're toxic from all these medications. Like, this is really making you sick. And she just looked at me. She goes, I don't know. What do I do? And I said, I don't know. You know, I'll kind of look into stuff. And, you know, I kind of had a personal relationship with her because I ran her a lot. And I said, I'd let you know. So after I dropped her off at the hospital, I kind of took a dive into stuff. Like, I really started searching her illnesses, her medications, started just typing in natural, anything I could think of, and really started researching into her, and realized that a lot of her medications were cures for, well, I shouldn't say cures. They were supposed to be helping with, some of it was psychological. Then it went into medication to cover up a negative effect from another medication. And it was snowballed. And so when I was looking into how to help her naturally, I came across functional medicine. And that's where I started getting really interested. Like,
it's mind blowing, right? There's just so many rabbit holes.
So mind blowing. And to realize, looking at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, what I was taught wasn't 100% correct.
Right.
And then I started thinking even more, and I started actually being verbal at work about it and was called crazy and started down my own health journey of just trying to switch my foods at home into a more natural, you know, all that. I ran that lady again and I told her, look for a functional medicine doctor. You need to clean your body out. You need to get a new slate, start over, you know, and get off all these meds. Well, I went, it was probably 6 months and I hadn't ran her. And I actually thought she passed away. And then we got a call to her house. I thought it was going to be her husband. It was her on the driveway. Unfortunately, she broke her ankle. But I was like, what are you doing out here? You're bedridden. And she's like, I listened to what you said and I found functional medicine. And I got off all those prescriptions. And within like, I think she said it was like a month, she was back out of bed walking. Brain started cleaning up, you know, all that. And I was like, this is just amazing. She goes, I will never go back. Like, this is unfortunately with her broken ankle, she's going to have some done. But she was like, this is, you saved my life. Just functional medicine.
It's amazing. And I know exactly the standpoint that you felt when you were like, kept running her and you dove in and took it upon yourself to be like, I just need to learn more about this because this is, this is crazy. And it's like what I deal with in the pharmacy all the time. And it's maybe, you know, you have your handful of people that creep up there into the higher numbers of scripts, but even if it's somebody that starts on one and the next thing they're on two, three or four different scripts for things. And then we're starting to treat side effects with medications. And then we're seeing different pharmacy, poly doctors are going to different specialists. People aren't communicating things properly. Everybody's in a rush. Each doctor has 7 minutes with a patient, you know, blah, blah, blah. Crazy. And it is. And it's like, healthcare is just, it's people really need to hone in on that and understand that like, it's not the end all be all. When a doctor says, here, take this, do this. It's sometimes they're just throwing spaghetti at the wall and they don't, you know, they're just practicing what they know and learned in school. Like they're not, it's not always one way to treat something. And a lot of times it's all about the root cause. What is causing
exactly
you that way? You know, are you lacking something in your body? Nutrients? Do you have too much of something in your body? And then all of the toxins that we're exposed to on the daily, you know, and it's all of these things that, you know, that can throw off our gut microbiome and our cognitive function, gut brain access, all of those things. And, you know, it's really taking the measures, like you said, going to a functional medicine practitioner to say, hey, you know, in her level, going into somebody, I mean, there's even functional medicine doctors that specialize in functional medicine specialists in cardiology or neurology. Like there's, it's a thing now. And unfortunately, a lot of insurances don't cover it. It's out of pocket. So people are reluctant to hone in on their health because of finances, which really stinks. But it's, you know, root cause is so, so important. And I know, I mean, I'm excited for you to share your story about your dad now, because like you know, when we talk about toxins that we're exposed to every day, I forget the one, like, I don't know if it was a podcast I was listening to, and it was like, we're exposed to like 200 chemicals before we leave the house in the morning. And you know, what are you eating? The preservatives on your food? What are you washing your body with? What are you washing your clothes with? What are the chemicals that you're cleaning your house with? All of these things, you know, and people don't realize how much they build up in the body over time and what they do, how they affect your hormones, you know, everything.
Well, and I always say an 80-20 rule, 80% of the time, if you're doing the right thing, that 20% isn't going to be that harmful. Because I think if you try to dive in 1000%, you're all in. You get frustrated, you stop, you know, you get off track. If you do an 80-20 and forgive yourself and let yourself have, you know, that 20% that you just want, you're going to find over time that your changing of your lifestyle, your food, what you put on your body, chemical wise, all that stuff. When you start doing that 20, that's not really the best, you're going to see the difference and you're not going to want that 20.
That is so true. And I tell my clients that all the time, because, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody, you know, it's impossible to be perfect in the world we live in. Even when you're trying to do the non-chemical organic, you know, way, everything's wrapped in plastics. We constantly have EMFs coming off of our electronics, all these things that like,
you can't get away from it.
You can't get away from it. And it's like, so if you kind of give yourself grace and say, well, we do have a liver that functions and detoxes our body, but we need to make sure we're clearing it and keeping it open and draining properly, and so that it can do its job and feeding it right, You know, like you said, you notice when you're using something that affects you, when you're honing in on that, you really, you know, look at the things and how they affect you. And you start to clean up your body and detox mm-hmm. and drain and do all these things. When you're putting something in, your body tells you when it doesn't like something.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It does. Yeah. The drainage in liver is huge. I did not realize how much the liver, how important it was. And how much it controlled in the body until I really started down the natural journey. We weren't taught that. We were taught it's a filter, you
absolutely.
Know, like, that's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And but Debbie, you're not talk about, you know, blood sugar, hormones. I mean, right? You name it, it goes through there. And honestly, even for me, I'll even tell mine real quick is so when I was 33, I had a son. When I was 36, I had twins. Both my pregnancies were in vitro fertilization. So those are a lot of chemicals. after I had my twins, I had horrible brain fog. Like I couldn't remember even 30 minutes, you know, after I did something. Like I was like, did I do it? And some of that could have been fatigue from having twins and a 2-year-old. But I went to the doctor and they were like, oh, you have hypothyroid. And they put me on levothyroxine, a very low dose, because I was like, I don't want to be on something the rest of my life. What is causing this? Don't just give me a prescription, a Band-Aid. I want to know why is my body acting this way?
Yep.
Something's off. See, and I kept telling them, my gut is off. I need to clean up my gut. And they're like, no, that's just the effects of the hormones when they're off in your thyroid and da-da. So I think I stayed on that medication for a year and I felt no different. I mean, maybe a little bit of the brain fog went away, but every time I went to the doctor with swollen ankles, oh, that's just your thyroid. You know, anything, it was your thyroid. And I'm like, that is not true. I don't feel that in my body, and we have to listen to our bodies. So I think things happen for a reason at the right time. And I actually ran into a lady at the grocery store and we started talking about natural foods and, you know, organic foods and natural ways. And she was seeing a practitioner that wasn't far from my house. And she was like, candida bacteria, you know, like she had leaky gut. And I was like, oh my God, you sound like me. Like, so I went and saw this guy and I did just a good cleanse. And that changed a lot. My energy came back. My brain fog went away. So that's where I really started believing even more. Drainage is huge. That liver, I started finding when I'm cleaning up my liver, I came off my medication right away. I just stopped taking it. And then when we did this cleanse and started working on my liver, everything was even better. And I'm like, oh, wait a second here. This makes sense now. I cleaned up my gut. I cleaned up my liver. And my hormone issues went away. I lost weight. My blood sugar stabilized. I mean, it was mind blowing.
Absolutely. I feel like, and I've had so many different of my own stories from, you know, anybody who follows me knows that, like, I went off of my SSRI for panic attacks with CBD. Now I'm using adaptogens and, you know, cleaned up my gut and, you know, even more so now learning more and more and more about the liver and drainage and how, you know, I was doing all of the right things, but still feeling stuck with some brain fog and just not feel like just knowing that something was off in my body and knowing what I know and what I study and what I do every day, you know, knowing that like there's more that I could be doing right now. And then just really diving in on my own, you know, with my own liver and cleansing and draining and how, you know, it's helped and, you know, how I'm helping my clients and my patients. So it's just amazing. And it's just whatever we can do to give people knowledge, because if you don't know, you don't know, you know, right. A lot of times when people come in the pharmacy and ask me questions in that capacity, where they're not so much like, they'll get wowed when I start to drop the functional medicine bomb on them and like, you know, and like say something and they're like, what? You know, I never really thought you're giving me a probiotic, but I'm coming in for like XYZ that has nothing to do with like the gut technically.
Or they look at you like, oh my gosh, what have I not learned? Or they look at you like, you're crazy.
Yes, exactly. They totally.
One or the other.
Yes. Most people think I'm crazy, but I'm okay with that. You know, like I'm helping people. So it's cool. Uh-huh. But, you know, people come into the pharmacy and they're obviously in the pharmacy because they're looking for help with Western medicine, something or other, whether they're picking up a script or they're coming in for a supplement or even just an over-the-counter Band-Aid, whatever. They come in and they'll ask a question and it's like mind-blowing when it's like, well, you know, it's kind of a rabbit hole question. Like we could slap the whatever on it, but, you know, where's it coming from? Yeah. So, you know, as much as I try to, you know, read my audience, it's kind of like sometimes I can't help when I'm like, oh my, they're saying something and I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. And I'm checking off all the boxes in my head. Okay, you know, like what kind of probiotic, what strains are you taking? What are you feeling? What are your symptoms? And they're like, yeah. I just wanted something for constipation. And I'm like, well.
And that's, I had a friend call me not too long ago, and this is just proves the point, is she was like, hey, I went to the doctor and they said I'm diabetic. And I said, well, diabetic is like this umbrella, like, right. What are you meaning? Like, oh, your blood sugar's slightly elevated today and now they want to start you on something? Like, what is it? She's like, well, they want to put me on metformin. I'm like, first of all, why? You're 23 years old. Why all of a sudden? You don't just all of a sudden wake up one day diabetic. Like, you don't. I'm like, why are you 23 and now they want to put you on metformin because your blood sugar's elevated? Why is your blood sugar all of a sudden elevated? I said, what'd you do last night? Where'd you go last night? Did you have, you know, alcohol beverages? Did you have even just pop? Did you have, I mean, what'd you do last night?
Right.
You know, and then what'd you eat this morning or what'd you eat before they did it?
How'd you sleep last night? You know?
Yeah. How'd you sleep? And she was like, no, I did not. She goes, we really changed how we ate and they've have been really good about eating well. And she's like, he just said that that was why I'm feeling the way I am. And I'm like, okay, first of all, it's not just your sugar. Like they don't look at your liver drainage. And she's puffy and she feels, you know, and I'm like, girl, it's because you need some drainage work. Like you've got to open up those pathways so all those toxins can come out. Even if you're not really diving fully in, your body has to get rid of stuff. That's why we poop. You know, like seriously, you know, we have to get rid of things our body doesn't need and doesn't want.
It's so true.
I
love all of that. And it's so amazing that just coming from, you know, from your background, where just you wanting to dive deeper and knowing that there was better and more that you could do in the capacity of like, something's not right. So the fact that
the funny thing is I got into that field because I wanted to help people. And I did help people. And I worked with partners that were like, hey, we stayed at their house too long. Maybe it was a diabetic. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm going to feed them. Like, I'm going to make sure I get them well, you know, like to the point that we need to. Like, I'm in it to help people. And I felt like towards the end of my career with the fire department and being a paramedic, that was gone. And I wasn't happy. I didn't feel like I was helping anybody. I mean, besides the case that they were calling for an ambulance for a broken fingernail, literally, seriously. But I wasn't satisfied. I'm a helper. And so when I got introduced into CellCore and into functional medicine even deeper, I was like, this is it. Like, and then working with CellCore, I have seen more people come to CellCore or come to practitioners that use CellCore and say, I've been to, I don't know how many doctors, they still can't tell me what's wrong. I'm tired of taking these medicines. I don't want to do this every day, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And if you can give yourself the patience and the grace, you will see the natural way will clean up the root cause, which will get rid of your 100 symptoms. Agreed. You have to get to that root cause.
Agreed. 100%. And I feel too, like, I mean, my story is very similar to yours. You know, they didn't teach us any of this stuff. They didn't talk about nutrition or anything like root cause or lifestyle. I mean, the basics, like, oh, make sure you're eating. We didn't learn what was eating healthy. You know, it was just the basics. And, you know, it's just kind of like almost like a disservice to people that, you know, not educating people in the healthcare field to know these things, because it's valid and it's important. And it feels like healthcare is sick care. It's like we're making people sicker. And being in the pharmacy, it's hard to like sometimes get through the day, you know, helping people in the capacity where I'm not helping them when I'm filling these scripts. You know, I always offer them the advice, but most people don't want it. Well, I have to talk to my doctor. Well, your doctor's the one who just wrote all this. So like, your doctor's right? not gonna, you know, right. you know, so
yeah.
It's yeah. wild, but yeah. I want to jump into your dad's story because
sure.
talking about toxins and talking about the liver and, you know, and just all of the things we come in contact with. But I wanted you to share your story too about his mold exposure and about how that can present to people, because I mean, his case was very severe, but you look at it where people are exposed to mold on so many different levels, and maybe it might not be something where they're incapacitated or, you know, can't function during the day, but you know, it leads to these things like chronic fatigue and brain fog and insomnia and all of these things. So I want you to share your story because it's so powerful. And I always just to educate people so they know and can look for signs of things, you know, when they're experiencing these things. So like, how did it start? Like, when did you notice, was this, how recent and when did this start?
So when I grew up, my parents live in an older home, and when I moved out of the house, every time I came back, I was getting stuffed up and I would have headaches. And at that time, my parents smoked. This is, you know, back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. So, of course,
seemed like everybody smoked again. But I, you know, I thought it was because of that. And then as I started getting older, I kept going, your house smells musty. It started smelling musty. My parents were very active. My dad was extremely active. And it just over time, you know, you just, that mold, it builds up in the body. And I think where it came to head was he was 78 years old. He's 82 now. He was 78 years old. He was in a stressful time in his life. My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, which they have found that after mold toxicities, you can end up with breast cancer. So he was kind of stressed from that. He has rheumatoid arthritis. That's really the only thing he had. His medicine, they couldn't afford it anymore because it was like $3,000 and they're on a fixed income. So he was hurting. There was just so much going on. My mom called me one day and she said, well, they started him on a new prescription. And she called me and it was a Wednesday. And she said, I think your dad's really depressed. And I said, why is that? And she goes, well, he just, his memory, it's just gone. And I said, okay. I said, what else is going on? And she just was like, I don't know. I said, okay, I'm coming over. So on my way over there, I stopped at the pharmacy. I got the test strips to dip his urine because elderly people with mind issues going on memory can present with a UTI. So I did that. He already had a glucose monitor at home, all this stuff. So I got over there, did my paramedic stuff. Jumped right in, you know, dipped his urine. I checked his blood sugar, checked his blood pressures, you know, everything, talked to him. Found when he was talking to me, he was presenting like a stroke. Like he was not, you could tell it was all good in his head. It just wasn't coming out right. He just couldn't. And he was getting frustrated. And you would see a tear run down his face. And my dad is not an emotional person. And I said, Mom, what medicines are he on, you know? And she gave me the one medicine. I dove in, started looking at it. I'm like, well, some of this is that medicine. You need to get with the doctor immediately and come off of it. See if you have to wing or if you can cold turkey it. She goes, oh, we stopped it. I said, when did this start? 3 days ago. I'm like, oh my gosh. So if we're dealing with a stroke, now we're in real trouble. But I did all my stroke testing that we've learned. It's not appearing as a stroke. He's just having this mind over mouth, you know, like having problems. So I said, let's take him in. Let's make sure he doesn't have a little bleed going on in his brain. So we took him to the hospital. This is during COVID time. So only one, towards the end. So only one person was allowed. They let me because my mom was still going through her breast cancer treatments. And he kept talking about his head. And I said, you have a headache? And he said, yes. So I'm like, okay, we just kind of have to go with what they want to do until we get you out of here. So they did all the scans. They said, well, we don't really see anything. And then I said, well, he's complaining of a really bad headache. Maybe he's having the migraine. Can we try and knock out the migraine? Let's see what happens. he had to stay overnight. So when they gave him some Toradol, sent him off to MRI to get a deeper look, came back and he looked at me and he goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "That was more words than you've said." And he goes, "Your head still hurt?" And he's like, "Yeah, whatever." So the neurologist came up and the neurologist flat out told me this was all because of stress and he presents like a stroke. And I'm like, okay, but this doesn't make sense. It doesn't just change overnight. Like,
right.
Something doesn't make sense. So I got him back home and Cellcor was having a muscle testing seminar here in Kansas City, where I'm located. And I was talking to Dr. Lindsley, who is incredibly smart and is an amazing man with mold. And I was kind of telling him about my dad's story. He goes, "Where's your dad?" And I said, 20 minutes. He goes, "Go get him. I want to test him." I said, "Okay." So I went and got my dad, brought him up. And my dad's just this good old country boy, just kind of goes with whatever. He sits down and Dr. Lindsley starts muscle testing him. And he gets to this one vial and he's testing him. And he is like, his eyes get kind of big. And he goes, "This is it." And he sets the vial down in front of me and it's mold. And I said, "I knew it." And my dad, he goes, "Damn it. Now she's going to be right again." You know? So he was funny. He's like, "Oh, she always tells us this." And so I'm like, "Okay, Dr. Lindsley, now what?" And he goes, "He has mold in his brain, his heart, and his lungs. And really strong." And I'm like, this makes sense.
Right?
This makes sense now. This is what I thought. So he gave me what I need. My dad was already on Cellcor products because I had him doing drainage work already. So it was blessing because now we could dive in and take care of the mold issue. And so we did. And Tracy, in 3 days, he was speaking 5-6 words in a row. Within a week, he was talking full paragraphs. And within 3 months, at 78 years old, he was back to playing softball.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Like, so amazing.
And then we just kept working on drainage and everything. Now we're at 82 years old and he just is having some issues now. But I think they even had their house, you know, tested. It came up with mold. They cleaned it out. But the thing people don't understand is with mold, unfortunately, when you clean out the house, you're just getting out the main source. There's still spores in the house. There, it's on clothes. It's in furniture. It's everywhere. And so, and you can't kill it with bleach. Let's not try that. You know, like they say, maybe vinegar is the best way. But I think there's still some lingering mold in my parents' house. And that's what my dad's having effects of now. I mean, he's still up walking around and he goes to physical therapy because he loves it, you know, like, but it's all about, he had to clean out, you know, we still work on drainage of his liver. And he was just, here's the thing too, with the liver and drainage, he was just in the hospital, he had pneumonia and he kept calling me and saying, "I need you to bring me the GCO, which is a product of ours to help stabilize blood sugars. Bring it up here. He calls it Corcell. He's a little confused. He calls it Corcell. He goes, "Bring my Corcell stuff up here." And I said, and he goes, "And just put it in the drawer so they don't know I'm taking it."
Like, oh my gosh.
He said, I'm not feeling good without it. So I said, okay. So I took him up and I said, why do you want the GCO? And he goes, "They keep telling me I need to take insulin. My blood sugar's up." And I said, "What's your blood sugar?" He says, 180. I'm like, you know, "What'd you eat or drink right before they came in?" And he goes, "Oh, they never asked me that, but I told them I'm not doing that insulin stuff." And I go, "It's your liver, you know?" And when the doctor came in, I'm like, "Hey, look, we're talking about this, his liver." I go, "He's on Humira for his rheumatoid arthritis. That's hard on the liver." Mm-hmm. You know, then they, I go, "They just keep throwing medicines at him. His liver needs to be worked on. His blood sugars have been fine when we were doing drainage and we were working on the liver." So
just out of curiosity, that's awesome. Just out of curiosity, like through all of this process, you know, at this hospital stay, when all of this happened, what did his liver like labs look like? What did his liver enzymes look like through all of his, did he ever look like he had like severe, like compromising factors? Like were things off in like Western medicine? Was it like looking at labs being like, there's something wrong here? Did he have like non-fatty, you know, like just like non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, anything like that? Like,
so he did. And his liver enzymes were elevated.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, of course they were like, whoa, you got elevated liver. You got bad liver. And I'm like, no, we need to drain that liver. We need to clean it out. I was told I had a fatty liver. My liver enzymes were off. But when I started that drainage and really cleaning out my liver, it all went away. Mysteriously just disappeared.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that absolutely amazing?
Yeah.
It's kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg? It's like, well, if you just do the drainage, then all of a sudden the numbers go away. But then it's like, well, why are the numbers up? Oh.
Well, and what's funny is working this side of the field now, sometimes I need to learn when not to speak. But I have trouble doing that because I am just like, no, you are missing a link. And so I even was telling the doctor in the hospital, I'm like, no, it's his drainage. He needs more drainage. And he's like, what are you talking about? I was like, what am I talking about? Well, let me tell you, there's this funnel. And I went through the whole drainage funnel with him. Like, you have to be pooping. And he goes, well, yeah, poops. But I'm like, no. I'm not talking about once every other day or, you know, and that's normal for some people. I go, that's not normal. I go, you should be pooping once to twice a day. You need to do a good, you know, like get your everything cleaned out, your gut cleaned out, your liver cleaned out. Because if you don't have that gut cleaned out, but you're working on the liver, well, it's still going to back all the way back up. You know, it's just still going to back up that funnel. And I got the most puzzled look on his face. And I'm like, that look is either you're looking at me, I'm crazy, or I just opened your eyes to something.
It's so true. And, I see it all the time too. I see it, whether it's in practice in the pharmacy, whether it's dealing with family members, like friends, clients, right, whatever. And you're talking to doctors about things. It's like so many doctors still are very compartmentalized the body. Like, we're just going to look at the heart. We're just going to look at the liver. We're just going to look at the bowels. We're just going to look at the lungs. And like, you can't do that. Like, your body all works synergistically to perform. And if you're just taking one small portion of the body and saying, let's treat that and not look at how it's affecting the rest of the body. I mean, you're doing harm there. Like,
Think it takes a special brain and to get yourself trained to ask why. Keep going why until you truly have an answer.
It's true.
I mean, it's like when I used to get blood work done, I would always go, well, why is this number high? And they were like, oh, well, that's whatever. And I'm like, no, but why is it high? You know, like, and I remember when I first started in my EMS journey as a EMT, they were like, oh, you can get, you know, defibrillator certified. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, so I can shock people, whatever. And I went through the class and we were talking about different arrhythmias with the heart. And I was like, but why is it doing that? And they're like, Debbie, quit asking why. I'm like, no, I want to know what just made the heart go into this rhythm. Like, what is it? Is it constricting blood vessels? Is it the medication we just pushed? Is it, you know, the muscle, you know, what is it? What is a valve not working right? Like, what has caused this issue? And they're like, quit thinking so deep. And I'm like, sorry, this is just how I work. I did not understand it. So I would not go get tests. I did not go to the state boards and test for it because I didn't feel comfortable because I did not know the cause of why I was trying to treat something.
I'm not doing it. I love the way your brain works because I think that's why we're friends. That's why we found each other because
and that's why I don't sleep well sometimes.
same over here because your brain is just constantly the why, and that's what makes what we do. And, you know, we're the helpers that overthink, but that's what makes
you look at any practitioners in the natural side. They're always asking why. They're always asking why. You know, I mean, even if they say, okay, we need to work on the liver, but then they start diving into why is this happening to the liver? You know, like, is it the food? Is it the chemicals that we're just naturally exposed to every day? Is it, you know, what is causing that? It's always, what is the cause and why? And that's where it starts. And while you're figuring out that thing, that's when you start your drainage work. So you can get stuff moving. So then when you figure it out, you can dive right in and go for it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that was just, I really appreciate you sharing that because I just love to educate people. I love when people can understand. And like, if this relates to anybody, you know, just reach out. There's some great products, even if you're just doing some baseline products that, you know, just to kind of do some liver drainage, you can take it to so many different levels and dive in. But whether you want to jump in and do a health history, I can help you with all of that. If you just want to try the drainage on your own, I can hook you up with some great products. So, you know, if this resonates, just message, reach out on either social media, email, whatever. But yeah, there's just so many different ways to help the body, but never settle for a diagnosis like, hey, I just woke up with diabetes today and they're going to put me on a medication. Before you start a medication, really ask, why am I starting this? And what is happening in my body that's causing this to be this way? And can I fix it without a prescription? Is there something I'm lacking and need more of, or is there something I need to get rid of? Or, you know, do we need to clean up the gut microbiome? You know, looking at it. And, you know, that's what we do as functional medicine people.
Well, and Tracy, also, even if you're on medication, you still need to have drainage. That is going to, if you're kind of like, well, I kind of have to take this medicine, but I want to feel better too, or whatever, you still need to work on drainage, because that medication you're taking, it may be helping whatever, but it's doing effects to other parts of your body. So you want to drain those bodies, keep everything flowing. Everything needs to flow. So no matter what, drainage is important. Even if you just do drainage, that's going to be a big thing.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you so very much for all of your wonderful knowledge. And I appreciate you so much. And thank you for being on today.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. I will talk to you soon. And just as a teaser for everybody, Debbie's husband has a very powerful story as well. Yes. On Lyme's disease and how he is pretty much just was in a very bad way and is now thriving. So we're going to be podcasting with him soon. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for being on today, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.